Hey, Chris. Yeah, you know what we just watched, right? Anger does not even begin to describe it. These people were irate as hundreds packed the gallery, waiting to hear what the House was going to vote on. And as soon as they did, absolutely erupted. Take a listen.
Sorry, Taz, fix that right quick. I think you got to click it to the middle one. You see? Okay, go down there. He's over there.
I know you're trying, man. You get up.
The conductor. This is it.
That nigga said he don't usually get up, bro. Y'all be jealousing all day in this bitch. My God.
Hey, Chris, yeah, you know what we just watched, right? Anger does not even begin to describe it. These people were irate as hundreds packed the gallery, waiting to hear what the House was going to vote on. And as soon as they did, absolutely erupted. Take a listen. These protesters, they're screaming at the top of their lungs things like murderer.
Hey, run that back.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. What are they screaming?
They say their blood is on your hands.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's lock in.
As soon as they did, absolutely erupted. Take a listen. These protesters, they're screaming at the top of their lungs things like murderers, vote them out, and blood on your hands. From those I've been talking with out here, what I'm gathering is they just don't feel heard. They want to change following the Covenant school shooting, and this, the arming teachers bill, that is what they got. They feel the answer here is common sense gun laws, not adding more guns in the classroom. Now, we watched earlier as troopers cleared that gallery following the vote, which seemed to only add fuel to this.
Only problem I see with this whole situation is like, what's the protocol? Because what happened if kids actually get the gun?
Yeah, we need some super safe.
That is
something.
Problem.
I don't know. I feel like if you have to arm teachers, there's a deeper issue at hand.
So what are the kids? But the kids got to go to school.
Why not put
more cops in schools?
That's too much state money. We got a lot of clips to go.
But
I think the problem here is why the kids are upset and they're trying to do something about it.
That's the real problem.
Why are these kids being so woke and they're actually trying to make steps?
Because they don't have another solution. I don't want my teacher to have a gun. My teacher probably would have shot us. One time she had a bowl cut. We made fun of her for having a bowl cut. We all got suspended.
That's the problem too.
She had that 9 in that desk. She might have aired that.
If a teacher kills a student, that's crazy.
Think about it. Like, one of the teachers.
Sit your ass down.
Oh.
No, but real talk though, I really don't think, like, all jokes aside though, I really don't think teachers should have guns.
It's the only way you're going.
All right, let's keep going.
I think that's crazy.
Talking without here, what I'm gathering is they just don't feel heard. They want to change following the Covenant school shooting, and this, the arming teachers bill, that is what they got. They feel the answer here is common sense gun laws, not adding more guns in the classroom. Now, we watched earlier as troopers cleared that gallery following the vote, which seemed to only add fuel to this fire out here. The group also chanted six lives lost, not one more, all laying down inside of the Capitol just moments ago to remember the lives lost at the Covenant school. I do want to point out too, Representative Justin Jones, he came out here a little bit ago, addressed this group, and commended them for showing up. And he said he was disappointed as well, but promised.
I'm sorry, but what type of people do that shit, bro? Act like they did right there. That's why I said, bro, it might not be the best thing to do, but it's these people are still woke because, like, they're trying to do something. And you're complaining about them trying to do something.
Yeah, I don't know what the other solution is. The other solution is not take guns away. So what is it?
And that's what they would be on.
I would rather just put more cops in schools.
But they, you know, there's a shortage of police officers. Yeah,
we gonna get into that. But like we gotta focus on the wokeness of this. Like,
a security guard at a Marshall's. Maybe they should start having job applications. You could be
but
a
they don't be having
guard
guns.
At the school.
They don't be having guns.
They got pepper spray.
AR-15.
But I think we need to focus on are these kids right or not.
Look,
we're gonna get into the clips about the guns and all that. But like, do y'all think what these kids are doing is right? Let's talk about the wokeness.
I mean,
I don't really agree with how they're protesting, but do I have a problem with
because people died? They're not like the Columbia kids.
I think that they're the ones that's most affected by this.
But it's like, at their school.
But why are they acting like that's the government's fault because people have died?
I don't think the government is taking
the gun laws.
Yeah, I don't think they think that
that's where they're delusional.
I don't think this is sensible what the kids are doing, but I can see why they outraged because, like, what can happen in that scenario? Because, like, we just seen in Texas a woman really turned a kid into a prostitute, so you don't know what outcome you could probably get from that.
You know, that is a good point. And teachers, you just got to get certified if you're I don't know, man. I just think like there could be a lot more.
But they do work around kids
instead of putting guns in the classroom.
All laying down inside of the Capitol just moments ago to remember the lives lost at the Covenant School. I do want to point out too, Representative Justin Jones, he came out here a little bit ago, addressed this group and commended them for showing up. And he said he was disappointed as well, but promised to continue fighting for common sense gun laws here at the Capitol.
Now, just a short time ago, the Tennessee House took a final vote on the bill that would allow teachers to carry a gun inside a school. We have team coverage. Let's start with Chris Davis. Chris, you were there when this contentious vote went down.
Carrie, I was in the gallery just steps away from those that were eventually ejected. As soon as the vote went up to the board, the gallery erupted in chants, saying things like blood on your hands and vote them out. I should note that as it passed, there were four Republicans that voted against this measure. I want to tell you who they are. Representative Charlie Baum of Murfreesboro, Representative John Gillespie of Memphis, Representative Kevin Raper of Cleveland, and Representative Sam Whitson of Franklin. They all recorded no votes, but there's still enough Republicans in the chamber to eventually pass this, largely along party lines, except for those votes. I want to let you hear the sponsor of this bill talk about why he supports it and why he thinks there are safeguards against teachers abusing this system.
This bill seeks to make the bar so high, but to allow the locals to have the ability to do that, that it would create a deterrent across our state. This is not new, though, in the nation. There are 32 other states that have similar laws, both red and blue and purple, all across the United States.
Bam.
Now, keep in mind, teachers would not be required to carry a gun into the classroom. It is a voluntary program. There are also qualifications teachers would have to meet. A teacher would have to get permission from their principal, director of schools, and their local sheriff or police chief. A teacher would also need to already have a handgun carry permit, receive 40 hours of additional training, and pass a psychological examination. Even with those safeguards, Democrats called this bill reckless.
We was talking for nothing.
Pass
the bill if I'm on that board.
You know, isn't Tennessee where that mass shooting was in that Christian school?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so I can see why there's a lot of outrage to this. And I can see why they thought that this would be an appropriate response, I guess. Because, I mean, I don't know what the likelihood of them putting more cops in schools is. So, I mean, if this is a substitute to that.
But they already do out there, option. Bro.
There's a school cop.
Like, bro, when
I'm at one, though. You can have more, though.
Bro, I remember.
You beef up security at every school.
I remember when I was at school, it was at least about three of them on our campus.
Well, we had one.
But y'all had the military.
Have to meet. A teacher would have to get permission from their principal, director of schools, and their local sheriff or police chief. A teacher would also need to already have a handgun carry permit, receive 40 hours of additional training, and pass a psychological examination.
Someone who goes through with all this, I would think they are probably a responsible gun owner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of...
You gotta have the license. The principal gotta be, you know, principal's pretty smart. He'll be like, nah, I'm not...
a lot of responsibility.
Not you, Miss Benny.
So, like, where would they put it? Because, like, would they be able to have it, like, concealed under...
It might be on them. You gotta have it on you.
That's a great question.
So that no one can get it.
But why would somebody grab it off you? Because, you know...
If you have a concealed carry,
but you gotta have their shirt. You know, teachers be having their shirt tucked in.
If you have a concealed carry,
they don't know.
The reason you have a concealed carry is so people don't know you have it.
That too, you don't know if your teacher has it.
But how would
you're not supposed to know?
So like they have to wear a jacket.
You have to dress to wear your gun. Does not show.
You can just put it in the safe. You just gonna have to dress accordingly.
Think about it. If you have to go through all these steps, they're pretty responsible.
And you wouldn't have to bring it every day too. You know, like
You got to
bring that shit every day.
You got to.
You
got to.
If you have a concealed carry license, the reason you have a concealed carry is so people don't know you have a gun.
Yeah, yeah. But so, like, I just be thinking how teachers dress, bro. Because, like, bro, they got the bandana.
As a teacher, you can dress pretty freely. You can adjust.
And then I think about it as a woman. You don't think they're going to put it in the case? Like, how would they, you know?
You don't think they're going to put it in a locked up?
Maybe they'll get a safe.
Locked up.
Like, I don't think you could just put it in a safe in the classrooms, bro. Like, they just going to have a safe. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's confusing.
But even then, they couldn't get in the safe. I mean, okay, let's continue. You would have said no to the bill, we would have said yes. That's all it is to
it. No, I would have said no. I was just like,
okay, I'm saying no. That's going to be figured out down the line, buddy. Would you say yes or no to the bill? I know you're trying to argue about it, but like, he is thinking about it, you know?
Like,
and you would say no then. All right.
I would say hell yeah. Because you never know, bro.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'm with that.
But you also never know when go walk in there.
That's true. I would rather that than that. I would rather them to have it than to not have it. So that's why I'm going to say yes. And there's some stuff that can happen, you know? But I would rather.
To me, I feel like you could have upped like police officers.
They can't or they would because it costs too much money.
Yeah, bro. They already thought about that.
You said it yourself. There's not enough cops.
What is the likelihood?
Now we got to find more cops. It's low.
Yeah, what is the likelihood of that happening?
You got to get more cops. Then you got to get these cops just to only go into school every day.
Or like the government could have like made a private security company that was armed that could protect the school.
That has to be funded, bro. That's more money. Like that's more likely.
I think it's possible.
It's more likely
it costs money
that cops would be in schools before
the taxpayers, and it's going to get voted on. Like, the taxpayers paying for that.
Like especially people I used to go to school, I would not be surprised if they find a way to get to, you know, if there's a gun around.
Okay,
there,
but that's what I'm saying.
But see, if they know, how would they know Miss Betty got a gun?
It don't matter, bro. Look, this is a problem. It's okay to argue about what I'm saying. Would you say yes or no, brother? That's all it is to it.
That'd be either hard. Way,
you would say no, and this bill would still be passed because majority would say yes. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I see your concerns, but it's just like when the bill get to your desk, it's a yes or no answer.
I'll probably hit with the other Tennessee. I can't even vote on it, bro.
You can't what?
I can't even vote on it. They said they couldn't vote on it. It was like four people that said they can't vote on it.
Okay,
they voted no.
All right, then you want to vote no? I'm cool with your concerns.
Buddy.
Yeah. It's just four Republicans. You're still a Republican buddy in here, man.
You know?
It's okay.
You didn't lose your R card.
Hey, I'm just saying, brethren.
Reckless. We're going to throw more guns at the situation.
Not a bad take.
That's not going to solve the problem.
See, I think it will, though.
It's going to create more death. And I'm not fine with that. And when you push one of these buttons today, you think about that, too.
I don't think that's a bad take at all.
Two other big developments on the story. Number one, we have already heard from Metro Nashville Public Schools. They say they will not be participating in this voluntary program, that they believe that the police are the best ones served to be armed in Tennessee classrooms and schools, which is, of course, allowed in this program. It is opt-in at the district level and at the individual teacher level. Also, directly after some of those protests, Representative Justin Jones of Nashville, who has been outspoken in all of this, he recorded some of the protests up in the gallery. That is technically against House rules. He also chanted along with them. So he was officially called out of order three times. Now, under House rules, that means he will not be able to speak for the rest of today and tomorrow as well. That was voted on by the body, and they levied those punishments against him. Of course, a huge part of this story involves the protesters, demonstrators, and stakeholders that were up in the gallery that made their voices heard during these proceedings.
That's why probably Nashville said, yeah, that's over with, because they know
what's going on. Did they say Nashville said it?
Memphis also said no. Because they know what's going to happen. Somebody going to get a hold of their goods, bro.
Memphis and Nashville, they probably already got guns, the students.
Yeah,
that's, I said Memphis
already
and Nashville.
Right now.
What the most racist guy said in America? Men for Africa. What did he say? Men for Africa. Like, yeah, now, of course they know that. They said, oh, Dimitri know this gun in here. And he Dimitri might already have one. That's what I'm saying. Hey, I don't know. But your concern is very, very, it's a concern, everybody's concerned. They do have metal detectors
in some school, but I'm just saying, if it's like an opportunity for somebody to get it, that's a problem.
That's a big problem.
I see what you're saying, and that's everybody's concern, though. But when the bills come on your table, what are you going to say? That's what all it is to it.
That's what I'm saying.
And the bill got passed. So a lot of people said, I mean, are they got to go through all these protocols? Well, let them do it. You know what I'm saying? Your concern is very concerned. It's a concern, though, buddy. But that's what's not happening. Maybe in Memphis, Africa, though. Yay or nay, brother?
They already said you want them to change their mind so bad.
No, I was saying,
you said nay. Brandon, where you going, buddy? I haven't heard enough.
I mean, he's been quiet. I'm not gonna lie. I definitely think the police would be a better option, but I mean, like, since the districts can opt in and opt out, yay.
Yay it is.
You ain't gotta ask me.
Well, it's 1-4.
And I think, like, hold on, real quick, how they said the police can take care of it. Well, why ain't they been taking care of it?
Yeah.
It's clearly a problem, and that's police officers been in schools for the longest, and hasn't stopped them.
Well, in that aspect, because it's probably that was a private school, so you know, school.
I went to private school. We had a police officer at the school still.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
yeah.
It's still a school.
So yeah, I don't know why that one didn't have a school there. I mean,
They might have. You know, it's a, if you one cop by yourself, you know, cop, they could be young, could be a young dude. You know, this is his first year on the job. He heard that AR-15 clapping. He got
and
scared.
And then you got to think about it, though. It's a lot of like, okay, well, I don't know how the situations are happening, but, bro, you can get to kids on the campus easily. Like, police officers, you can just duck them. It's easy. If it was four police officers, a school shooter is still going to be allowed to go do what they want.
He's going
to
get a few. Yeah.
He's got, and he can just wait.
Every time the police does end up, right now. Most of the time, the police do end up killing them, but they kill as many people as they can before they die.
What happens to lunch?
Suicidal, you know? And the school shooter is not really worried about surviving the incident.
Middle schools and high schools. Elementary, they can go to recess. Middle school, lunch. High school, lunch. Kid open the door, you just slide right in. You're a kid at the school. Nothing, that's not going to solve anything. The teacher got to be on all, hey, man, lunch, but he might hear the kid. I don't know. It can go bad. It can go bad. I understand the concern.
But right. A school shooter can go bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Though. So both that's why it's just like, bad, but like,
you have the gun on campus know, with the bro, kids, know, bro. Bro. Like,
this is hard, bro.
It's like, I just seen some, I know.
Yeah, but these kids are you worried about, bro?
Hey.
Them kids got them guns already.
This is a hard one. I'm pretty sure this is hard.
I know a lot of, you know.
This is an argument everywhere. This is a hard one.
It's hard, bro.
So let us know what y'all think in the comments. We know this is very much a hard one.
It ain't hard. Especially in a team, bro. I just know, bro.
You got to know your district, you know your kids, and know your city, and know your teachers. That's what they saying.
Because it is, they can say no in their district.
So, yeah. Let us know, guys, what y'all think in the comments.